You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hey! It's Sunday, May 2nd, 2020. Fakeologist here in the live stream with our hostess with the mostest, Richard. And Mike D. Mike D is the new guy from Blaine, Walla Walla, Washington. No, sorry. Go ahead, Mike. How are you?
Oh, pretty well.
You sound like a young guy. I'm going to say you're about 33.
Oh. Yeah, I look 33, but I'm 45.
Oh, good
for
wow.
Good for you.
You got a young-sounding voice.
I can't believe it with all the cigarette smoking.
Can he be louder a bit? Because he was louder before.
I was trying to boost him, but I can't boost him. But Mike's got a radio background, so perhaps you could boost something at your end, mate, if that's possible. You boost your audio a little bit.
Could Mike lean into the mic, Mike?
Oh, I'm Mike, on my Mike? Phone. How's this?
Oh, that's a little better. Yeah, just okay. Get as close as you can. The phone on these on Discord is always low. I think it's a Discord problem myself. Because Rick's level is low, my level is low. Anyone on a phone is low. It's a bad setup. It's a bad setup, Discord. Smarten up.
I think Discord's showing its age, you know?
They don't do good. They don't have good app developers. They really don't. It's not good. Their app is not keeping pace with reality. Mike, how did you find Fakeologist?
Well, man, I listened to you years ago when I was looking into 9/11 stuff. And then lately I've been rediscovering some old broadcasts and I guess online personalities and researchers and stuff.
Nice. Okay, that's great. That's great. How did you find Fakeologist? Excuse me, a little tired. How'd you find it the first time?
Probably just back in the good old days of YouTube when it wasn't censored. Just typing in the search and coming up with different names and listening to what people have to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What do you think of COVID, the biggest psyop in the history of the world?
It's pretty wild. Last January when you started seeing some of the news coming out of China, it looked kind of fishy, but I had no clue it was going to get this big, widespread.
Yeah, me neither. But, you know, Bill Gates told us it would.
What's the situation in Washington, Mike, if you don't mind me asking?
So my little area, it's kind of half and half. A lot of people kind of go along, and a lot of people don't.
But you got a Democratic governor. I think he's with the New World Order program, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Inslee, that's the name of the governor. I've watched a couple of his press conferences, and makes the same speech that pretty much everybody else does. Like he's like full on the script.
Build back better. Build back better. Is he one of those guys? Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I had a thought today because I don't look at every state, although I probably should because I know they're trying to integrate Canada and at least the northern part of the U.S. I'm so convinced that's the plan. But I wanted to speak on an international basis. And I think any country with a populist leader, like in India, they have Modi. He's a bit of a populist. He had rallies like Trump did, or still does. You got Bolsonaro in Brazil. You got Mexico. That guy thinks the whole COVID thing is BS. I think the globalists are going to knock all those guys out and put their globalist people in over time. It might not happen exactly, but right now they're working on India. They are going to knock Modi out. You watch. He's going to be out within a year.
That's and all the news. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. That's what's going on. It's got nothing to do with the virus, but they're using phony case numbers, which they say are infections, which they say are deadly diseases. They're going to knock all these guys out and get the injecting globalists in every one of these countries. It is so devious, man. We're in the middle of a takeover of the entire world. It's just, obviously, World War III on steroids. Crazy.
I think I told them, I said to Mike before, I'm in Manchester, UK, and we have a large Indian population for obvious reasons, a former colony and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the news is all about what's happening in India, and there's gazillions falling over each day. But anyway, I wanted to ask Mike, do they require you to have, because one of our other members has been required to have a kind of a vaccine passport for his job, you know? He's getting to the stage now where he might have to fake it, you know. It's Billy.
Who?
Plus P.
Oh, he's in California though. Okay, I just want to know who based on it because I want
no,
to know where.
No, but I was a bit. We're on the live stream at the minute, and I'm not so comfortable saying about that. But I can't talk anymore about that. But I just felt so sorry for him. So I wanted to ask Mike, you know, what are you going to do about it if that shit happens to you, mate?
I think it's coming. I'm going to probably not go along with it. I've been hearing the chatter in, I guess, some of the news. I don't know if you guys heard, but in the States, during one of the briefings for the president, somebody asked a question about coronavirus passport, and the press secretary lady said that the government really didn't have no plans for it. They're going to leave it up to the corporations to do. So I think that might be kind of an indication of what's to come.
I know. Always a damn corporation.
But I think it's, you know, people are being forced. Say, for example, we've got a situation in... So I don't know if you know, Mike, about the situation in Ireland. They had a very, very hard lockdown, you know. And you've probably heard about the Irish. I don't know, have you been to Europe or Ireland or anywhere?
Yeah, I've been to UK a few times and to Ireland a couple times.
Oh, good for you, mate. So you know how important the pub culture is in Ireland, you know. It's the community, you know.
They're going to stop drinking. They're going to stop drinking there. They're going to stop it. That's the game plan for you guys.
Probably like the most beautiful place I've ever been in. The whole island's green. It was great.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. But their pub culture is very important because often there's the community goes to the pub, you know, even if they don't drink alcohol, you know, they just meet there.
Are you allowed to smoke in the pubs there?
No, not since they joined the EU. No, the EU cracked down on that.
All right.
But the point is that they've brought in minimum pricing regulations for alcohol. So everyone has been at home in Ireland.
Hold on.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
So everyone's been, drinking at home for, over a year now. So the Irish, they're drinkers, as you probably know. And so what they've done is now they're bringing in minimum alcohol pricing for the supermarket so that it's now going to cost you double what you used to pay. So they're trying to get people
back in the pub. When's that starting?
I think that's starting in June. So it will mean.
What are they doing? Just jacking up the tax?
It's doubling the prices at So it means that the pump.
Yeah, but
the
they're
alpha,
jacking up how they do it. So they jack up attack. They're putting attacks on.
Yeah. Exactly that. Exactly.
We call that a sin tax. We've had sin taxes in Canada for as long as we've been sinning. And alcohol and tobacco, the sin tax they call. They don't even call it that anymore. But that's what it was always called, the sin tax.
But they've done that for obvious reasons, because that means that
they want to stop drinking.
They want to stop drinking.
I'm telling you.
No. They want people back in the pubs, which means they need to take a vaccine.
No.
You don't think so?
Oh yeah. No. I think the long game. I think the game. Well, yeah. Maybe that is the short term for sure. But I think the long term plan is they definitely want to stop alcohol drinking abuse in the UK.
Yeah.
I think you guys have a bit of a reputation for that. They want to stop drinking. And beer is super cheap in the United States, too. Same thing. You're going to see it.
But it seems very, coincidence that...
Yeah. I'll agree with you for the short term. Richard, I'm going to agree with you for the short term.
At the minute, all I can think about is the short term, because the long term is just kind of mind-boggling, you know? I think that's more your area.
I think the long game is they want to make alcohol more expensive because it does cost the healthcare system probably more than any taxes they ever raise. Don't forget, they're trying to make... The eugenicists are trying to make people conform to a certain... just to a certain way of not smoking, not drinking, to stay healthier. They're getting rid of red meat. Whether red meat is good or bad for you, that's a debate you could talk about forever. All these things, they are trying to make people healthier, which is hard to argue with, except it's telling people what to do with their own lives, which a lot of independent people don't like to be told what to do.
Now, and also, I'd like to ask Mike, this whole COVID thing, so, you've probably got your family around, or, does it impact your family very much? Have you had discussions about vaccinations with your family? Because I've found it very difficult hearing about my family getting vaccinated.
Hey, Mike, you there? Yo, Mikey.
Hi, Mike. Are you back with us?
I think Mike dropped out.
Oh, okay.
He's there, but he's not there. Mike, wake up. He had a bad connection. He was really low. His audio is super low. I had to blow everyone.
It's strange because sometimes in the other rooms, like for example the Verify room just then, but we had a really good hi-fi connection. And I think, Mike D, if you can hear us, reset your audio settings and try to come back in.
Yeah. I don't think it should not have anything to do with the room. That should be have zero to do with it.
I've had a lot of technical difficulties tonight. It's been pretty difficult. But thankfully it settled down. Even Babette, Babette was struggling.
Richard, is your computer hooked up by wire or wireless?
It's wireless, but I have a super good router and a super good connection, and I can always test it on other websites,
Are you on a laptop?
I'm on a laptop, but I don't have the adapter to connect it to the LAN connection. It's a MacBook, so.
With a MacBook, they don't have an Ethernet connection on a Mac?
You need an adapter. Yeah, it's because of the size of it, because it's so thin that it can't support the LAN connection. So, Hi, Mike. You back again?
Yeah, I'm back. Maybe I hit the wrong button or I dropped.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you remember the question I was asking you, or do you need me to repeat it? I don't mind.
Oh, yeah, about Ireland and the pub culture.
No, it was more specific about your own situation, including your family, because I've been in a situation with my family where, some people are getting a vaccination, some people not, and I find it a little bit difficult to it doesn't sit right with me, you know. Do you have that situation or?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty much the black sheep.
You're in the right place then.
Yeah, everyone else is letting all that television and radio get to them, all the propaganda.
And so if it comes up, what do you do? Do you just ignore it, or you just don't get involved?
I've said stuff a few times, but you know the deal. You can only say so much to friends and family before you start getting annoying.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I test my family every couple months, and I figure the longer it goes, somebody's gonna crack. But they're actually doubling down. They're getting more. They're more aggressive with their position that I'm wrong and they're right. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've experienced that too. Yeah, some people kind of remain steadfast, but I've noticed a few more people starting to kind of question and like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
My
wife was yelling at me saying, why do you think they're going to change? Are you stupid? I said, well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, but maybe I am stupid.
No. I think your heart's in the right place, mate, and you know you're trying to help, and it's difficult not to, you know.
They don't want
to. But I think yeah, that's it. I think Mike, you know, you're also right in the fact that people are so, yeah. I think actually that they're invested. Once they've had the vaccinations, they've become invested in it. Something like that, you know. It's like
You've
done some physical thing, you know.
By the way, Richard, I'm not doing a show tonight at 8:30. I'm a little busy tonight, so that's why I came on here. I know,
okay,
Richard,
mate.
You probably like to.
Yeah,
I'm not doing my own show at 8:30.
No. But I would like a quick chat with you later, if that's possible. Just some moderating stuff to talk about. Very, very, very quick, I promise you.
Well, maybe I only got 20 more minutes.
Hey, I can leave it till tomorrow, mate, because I know you're busy. You got family life.
Yeah, leave it till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Because we got
cool.
Mike here tonight.
Hey,
although I did
Mike
want to mention, you got the John LeBond treatment. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Could you please? Would you mind taking that off Fakerchi? Because it's pretty offensive, mate. You know, it's not.
Oh, you don't like that?
Well, I prefer to talk offline on this, you know. Well, because it's incorrect. He's edited the video that it looks like me and myself and Esoteric didn't make up, but we did make up. You heard us. So if you listen to the actual audio itself,
it's
fake news.
All right.
He's shit stirring.
Yeah, all right.
Would you
all
mind?
Right, I'll take it off.
Would
I don't mind.
No,
I don't mind. I'll take it off.
I'm not keen on censorship, but at the same time, at least get the facts right, you know? You can't edit a video, an audio chat.
Well, John can. John is a shit disturber, you know that. I think he's fake fakeologist.
Well, oh, you mean you're on YouTube, this kind of robotic voice that comes on. Is that what the...
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Are you sure it's him?
Oh, yeah, that's got to be him.
Oh, God.
Well, look at the stuff. He puts a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, but he's just... The old thing's unnecessary, you know? It's like we should all be sticking together at the minute. We've got a clear and present danger of COVID, so why?
Yeah, I know.
Why fight? You know.
But my only argument is people do like controversy, and they are attracted to it. It's just another human flaw.
Yeah.
So in a way, it doesn't really hurt you. But you don't look bad. Rick doesn't look bad. It's just people are going to try and figure out what happened, and
Yeah, but I look bad when it's been edited in a certain way. I mean, that's like the mainstream media, you know. That's not what we're about. So, you know, that's wrong.
Yeah, I know that, but we have to. I agree, but we got to sort of be more relaxed about things. Let's not.
Okay.
I got too worked up. I think you're fine. Rick is fine. Anyone
yeah.
that cares
hey,
knows
hey.
That you guys, it was a misunderstanding.
We sorted it out. We shook on it, and it's fine. I've got no...
Yeah.
And hopefully Rick's got yeah. nothing against me now, you know? But the thing is, with
you
with
guys
John,
did the mature
with,
thing.
With John Lathan, he's edited it in a certain way that everyone else is, oh, it's esoteric band. And it's like, no, it's... Anyway, sorry for you, Mike, coming into this moderator talk. We'll talk about something else, mate. Yeah, is that fair? Can you agree just to remove that video?
I'm okay.
Let's not promote fake news, yeah, because that's fake. And never mind. Anyway,
I can't take it off YouTube because that's not my channel.
No, I meant fake YouTube. Come on. I'm trying to do my best for you, mate. Come on. So anyway, Mike, sorry for that. You know, this is what happens with our channels sometimes, that things happen. But most of the time we've got a really good crowd, you know.
Why don't we get Mike's vote on that? Let's ask Mike's vote. Does he have a vote on that?
Yes, please.
Or an
yes.
opinion? He's a third party. He doesn't have anything. He has no skin in the game. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I caught the kind of the tail end of the, I guess, little dust up. So I'm not sure of all the details. But I don't know. Do you guys typically edit stuff before you put it on?
No. I never edit. I don't have time. I can barely get the audio up. That's a 12-hour audio. I'm not editing that. I'd be there till the end of time.
Okay, yeah, because then if this last little bit did get edited, I could see the gentleman's point that, sometimes it's good not to let the family dirt get out into the open.
Well, no. I just want things to be straight, you know. I don't want to cause more problems and... I don't think Rick either does either, because, you know, let bygones be bygones, and JLB, as you know, is shit-stirring just by editing that final moment.
He did put the link to the original audio there.
Yeah, he did, but what are the odds of someone actually going through, like you've said yourself, going through 6 or 12-hour audios is a little bit difficult, but, you know. Anyway, I'd appreciate if you take it off FakoTube, and, you know, because it's not right. It's not factually correct. And he also makes lots of insinuations in the video text itself, which is not true. You know, it's like, he's shit-stirring. There's no other word for it. And he's also saying that, oh, if you don't want this drama, come to my platform, you know, behind the paywall.
That is true.
So, you know, anyway.
How would we know if there was any drama on his site? Because you need to pay to find out. Maybe there is drama.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I don't know what's his game, but, you know, I don't like it.
He's
not
a promoter.
Nice, you know? Yeah,
do you have anything to say to John LeBron then, directly on this audio? Well, you know he's listening.
JLB, mate, you know, no need, unnecessary. I don't have to prove to you that I've got a brain injury and I slur sometimes. That's not because I'm drinking. It's just because I've got a brain injury. I'm drinking coffee at the minute. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Take a picture of it. And also, you're talking about how I've not been around before. JLB, I talked to you years ago. So it sounds like you've got you might have dementia. So that's my response to JLB.
He's too young for that.
But
wow.
Do you remember Ab? I was speaking to you years and years back, and he's like, oh, you could.
I know, yeah.
And it's like,
I've been around a long time.
I've got my stripes over at Clues, you know, I've been posting there since, oh God, I don't know, 2015.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I've dealt with
enough trolls
over there.
I thought you were a good poster over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were a good poster over there, I think.
Thank you. Good. Yeah, yeah, thank you. So, you know, but it's all just a storm and a teacup. I, you know, for God's sakes, let's leave it, you know, let's move on. Just move on.
All right, let's talk to Mike. I got five more minutes, so let's let Mike talk.
Yeah, let's hear from Mike. Come on, Mike. Fess up.
Hi, Mike.
Oh,
Hey, Mike.
You know what?
Mike, is Blaine getting killed with the lack of cross-border traffic? Because the border, for all intents and purposes, is closed.
Yes, you are correct. There's zero traffic except for commercial trucking coming back and forth.
Yeah. So does that mean Blaine is a border town, so they need Canadians to come over and buy their stuff. So is it hurting you guys?
Oh, yeah. Like the little Blaine town, it's picking back up. But I'd say for about a year, it was pretty dead. It was like down, all it needed was tumbleweeds, and it would have looked like a ghost town.
Wow. Is your financial situation okay? That's a bit personal, but is it affecting you?
I managed to stay poor most years, so this is no big deal. But I've been working the whole time.
Same here, mate. Same here. I'm not rich, so you know. But
rich. You're Richard.
Only in name, mate. Only in name. And so you know, it's ruined. So my niece is my niece's business, and she was a successful businesswoman. And she had a dance academy for kids, you know, and it's ruined here because of that. She had to sell it at a loss. And it's like
Who would buy it though? Like, why would anyone buy it in such a bad situation?
She sold the lease to the building. I beg your pardon. I didn't mean the business is finished. But she had a kind of leasehold of the business. So, you know, do you know people who's affected, Mike?
Was your sister's dance studio in the Manchester area?
Yeah. It's my niece. My niece is...
For children? A dance studio for children or adults or both?
Yeah. For children. For little fat kids. Yeah. And it was trying to help them not be fat anymore.
Yeah.
And she made good money, you know, it was a successful business and
There's so many children that are gonna get fat. This is one of the reasons I'm not doing my show tonight. I have to take my daughter out for exercise because I don't want her to get just sit around all the time.
What about Mike? Have you heard anyone, any of your friends or family? Just hold on.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
It's a rich man's world.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Say the question again.
I was asking if, you know, you've got friends or people you know whose businesses have been trashed by this COVID stuff or... you know, any other experience around that? I'm just curious to know people's situations, you know?
No, but, you know, right before coronavirus, I had my own business, but I felt that an economic downturn was coming. So I kind of closed her down and just went back to working out of my house. So I think I saved myself like tens of thousands of dollars in leases that I don't have to pay.
Yeah.
And I had a shop in Blaine.
How did you feel that though? Was it a good feeling or what the hell was it?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty smart about money. So like I said, I didn't want to be stuck with the $30,000 lease over a couple years. So I got out right before all this happened.
Okay, that was good luck.
Yeah, that was very very timely, mate. Well done.
I couldn't talk my landlord in going month to month, so I backed out of the re-signing a lease.
Mm. That would have been for another 12 months or 6 months or...
About 36 months.
36
wow.
months. Bloody hell, you saved your bacon there, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, commercial lease.
God almighty.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a contract. So.
Hey, well done. Well done. Sometimes your gut feeling's right, innit? Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, though, around here, economically, it's pretty good. There was a couple bad months, maybe like 2 bad months, but the people that want to work still working, and everybody else is on the dole.
Mm.
What is that? What dole are they on? Is that state or federal? Or
It's a mix of both. Just state unemployment and the federal
furlough.
Government.
Furlough.
More money.
Is it called furlough?
But the federal government. What are they paid though? What are they paying these days to the feds?
So from like several people I know, they were collecting state unemployment, and the federal government was throwing in another $600 a week.
$600 a week?
Yeah, U.S. dollars.
The federal government is. I thought there was only 2 stimulus checks.
Oh, there was 3 stimulus checks, but this is I'm talking about an unemployment benefit. So people would get their whatever 60% of their base pay through the state government,
yeah.
And then the Fed was throwing in another 6. I think it's down to 300 now though.
Wow, I had no idea. Wow, the federal government's really paying. But you had to have had a job. Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of money to sit home.
Oh yeah, that's So I know, I'd say several people they were like milking it in a few different ways, scheming.
So how much would they have got a week? My math is bad.
Well, so it just like I said, I think the state unemployment was it's right around 60% of your salary plus 600. So yeah, everybody is making a few dollars less, but not having to work. And then some employers were allowing their employees to work just below the the threshold, so they still got a paycheck and still eligible for unemployment.
Wow. So maybe 2,000?
Oh no, I think some people were pulling in an extra like 5 or 6,000 a month.
What? Oh my God.
God almighty.
Some of my friends in the construction trade.
I had no idea. No wonder. Okay. Anyway, I gotta sign off now, but I'm gonna sign off, guys, because I'm.
I'll take Mike into the room 11 if you'd like to join. The ladies are in there.
Oh.
I can introduce you.
Or bring the ladies in. Or bring the ladies in here. That'd be better.
No, I know.
Come on, man. Take care, Mike. Nice meeting, eh?
Yeah, likewise, man. I'll see you guys around.
Hey, stay on, mate. Have a nice evening, Ab. Take care.
Take care. Bye bye.
That's all, folks.